Thank you for tuning in to our podcast recorded live each week. Now sit back and enjoy the award-winning Tony Sanders Outdoor Show.
Tighten your life vest, wrap into your tree stand, and get ready for the award-winning Tony Sanders Outdoors, your source for outdoor information, education, and entertainment. Now, here are your hosts, Tony Sanders and Rob Pratula.
Good morning. Welcome to Tony Sanders Outdoors. Good morning, Professor Trout.
Good morning, Tony Sanders. How are you?
Trout Professor. What do you prefer? Professor Trout? Trout Professor?
Trout Professor's fine. Rob will work.
Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm having a ball. Good to be back in the studio. Although I did have fun last week not being in the studio. Skype worked well.
Skype did work.
I did go back and listen. If you didn't hear us last week, you can go pick us up on the podcast. Gene had the podcast done early. I put it out there on time and almost. I'm closer to on time. My goal is to put it out every Wednesday. That was Thursday, but I was close.
Hey, close. You were out of town for a couple of days.
Did Skype in, which was kind of fun. Now, the real challenge is going to be if we can Skype in from India. I'm going to try that.
That will be unique. I will say that.
That will be a long-distance show.
Most definitely. Probably be our farthest caller yet.
Let's see. It's 10 and a half hours ahead, so it's 5 a.m., so that means 3:30 in the afternoon when we come on.
I understand the math behind that, but how do we get 30 minutes ahead?
Well,
I mean, do they subdivide time zones in Asia by 30 minutes? Or
No. It's there's more than you think. There are multiple 30-minute time zones in the country, or in the world.
I know there's one in Canada, like New Brunswick or Newfoundland is 30 minutes ahead of New York, but...
Well, there's multiple.
Oh, okay. Well, I would think multiple would add up to an hour.
There's more than two.
Yeah. So...
There's more than two.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. I was kind of fascinated by that, but there are 10 and a half hours ahead, so... you know what the most common question has been when I told somebody I was going to India?
What?
Are you going tiger hunting? Everybody's asked me.
I'll ask you my most common question. What are you going to eat? Because you don't like spicy food.
I don't know. It's going to be fun.
You are not a spicy food. I love it. I'm one of these people. I will pay the price later. I don't care. I love spicy food. And I know you. You're not a big spicy kind of guy. And I'm just wondering what you're going to eat while you're over there, because basically everything is made with curry.
Oh, I know. I don't know. My wife is laughing at me.
She's not the only one.
I said, it'd be a great diet method.
yeah. Probably a lot of walking and not a lot of eating. I mean, you know, you can't have, as I recall, I believe the beef is taboo over there.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of Americanization of.
Yeah, probably true.
In your European cuisine, I mean, there's many restaurants that are Americanized.
Okay.
There's a big group of Americans over there all the time.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of expats over there.
Anyway, we're going to have fun with it.
I'm still working on the mashir flies, and that's the local fish that prowls the waters up there. I've been researching the fish and their habitat. They are they'll eat things similar to smaller fish, so I'm thinking if I send you over with a few minnow patterns and a few streamers, I think you might be able to catch some trout or some mashir.
My hosts over there are so excited about me wanting to go fishing.
Really?
They are. It's been funny because I mentioned to them when I was in Portland, I guess October, they asked me, what do you want to do? Well, I want to see the Taj Mahal. I mean,
well, yeah.
Who could not go to that part of the world and not see one of the seven wonders? All right. So I want to see that. I have a desire to see the Himalayas, But it's about 7 hours away via airplane. And I'm just not sure that I'm wanting to do that.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry, 7 hours away via car. It's 2 or 3 hours by air. So I'm not sure I want to fly to Nepal just to see the Himalayas. I don't know. I mean, again, that's kind of a cool deal. I'm not really over there during the climbing season.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know how much you're really going to see.
True.
And, you know, we've got some really great wonders here.
You've seen one snow-capped mountain, you've seen them all.
Yeah, maybe not quite that big, but.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to do there, but I'm definitely going to the Taj Mahal and tour that. I'm really looking forward to that. You've been with me when we travel. I like to immerse myself into the local culture. And so I think it's going to be interesting.
And I will say this, I know I made fun of you for not liking spicy food, but you'll try anything. Now, you may not like it, but
right.
You're one of these people, you're not.
And I got to know what it is. I am not going to try something blindly.
Right.
If you won't tell me what I'm eating, I won't eat it. But if you tell me I'm eating monkey brains, okay, I'm good with that, just as long as I know what it is.
You'll try it. You may not particularly like it, but you'll try it. At least you're one of those people who are open to that.
So it'll be fun.
I bet you're really looking forward to it. I would be.
Yeah, the only part that I'm going to have a lot of time to explore. Because one of the things while I'm over there, we're going to be working on East Coast time. So I will be going to work over there 4 o'clock in the afternoon and work until 1 or 2 in the morning. And so I'm going to have time during the day to go out and explore and do things.
Right.
And one of the other kind of cool things, which is this has only happened a few times in my life, I'm actually going to have a driver. That will be my driver for the entire time I'm over there. So if I want to go somewhere, all I got to do is say, hey, I want to go here, and they'll take me. So I don't have to worry about getting around. I don't have to worry about trying to figure it out. I don't have to ride the buses or whatever they have over there because traffic is horrible. I have heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're going to the office, I'm told it's about an hour and 10 minutes to get there, and it's only like 15 miles. The traffic is so heavy, even at 4:30. Now, they said coming home, it won't be bad because it's 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to fishing.
Well, I mean, you're going to have a shot at an indigenous species there. And I know since it was a British territory for many years, wherever the British went, they brought their trout with them. They tended to do that.
But how do they live in the warm waters like that? I was thinking about that. You made that comment before, and I hadn't really slowed down enough to think about it. And I was driving back from the commission meeting the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I got to thinking about that. Well, how did the trout live? Because it's pretty warm. I mean, right now, you know, we're 25 degrees here, and I've got New Delhi on my – it's 66 degrees over there. Of course, it is in the afternoon.
Well, you also got to remember a lot of those streams are probably fed out of the snow melt out of the Himalayas, so the water stays pretty cold.
We're a good ways from there, though.
Still, that snow melt, it can keep streams really, really cold. And brown trout tend to be a little bit more hardy when it comes to temperatures. They can survive temperatures usually up to about 72, 73 degree water temperatures. They don't particularly care for it, but if you put like one of our little native brook trout into 70 degree water, it's going to be dead within minutes. But a brown trout, it's a little bit more hardy,
mm-hmm.
and it can survive the warmer temperatures. And the brown trout is the indigenous trout of England and Europe, whereas the rainbows are only indigenous to west of the Rocky Mountains, and the brook trout is to the east of the Appalachian Mountains. So,
well, I've got my frequent flyer fly rod
mm-hmm.
that you sold me years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to go, so I'm gonna sling it. I'm gonna sling a fly.
You go sling some bugs, huh?
Yeah, I asked them what the license requirements were, and they didn't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's not a popular question with a lot of people that go over there to work. Excuse me, what are the fishing licenses, or depending on the season, how does one go about hunting tigers?
You know, yeah.
They probably don't get that question a lot.
I definitely, the tiger, I'd like to photograph tigers. I don't have a desire to hunt one.
I wouldn't have a desire to kill one of those critters either.
It's like, you know, going to Africa to hunt the lions and stuff like that, that has no appeal to me, or elephants.
The only one in Africa I have really, I mean, I'm with you on that, but I don't see the point. I mean, I know they need to be managed, but I don't see the point in shooting a zebra. You're shooting a horse.
Yeah, well, no, I understand. All right, hold on. Hey, Beaver Man.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Have you ever met a zebra up close and personal, Professor?
I know they're closer related to mules than horses, but
they are mean as crap. They are horribly mean.
So they deserve to be shot, huh?
Every zebra I've ever met was as mean as a junkyard dog.
Huh.
And I would shoot a zebra in a freaking heartbeat.
Okay. Maybe they
know.
And I would tan his hide, and I would eat his tenderloin, and I would enjoy it.
I did not know this. Every zebra is unique. It's like their stripes are like our fingerprints. They're all different. I did not realize
that. But they're all mean as crap.
I have heard that. I have heard that they are meaner than a junkyard dog.
Yeah, I would, I ate horse when I was in France, and it was absolutely delicious. But if you take a wine and cream sauce, I mean, you could put it over nutrient rat, and it would probably be very tasty.
True, absolutely. Especially wine.
So
not enough wine.
Are you going to get to ride an elephant while you're there, Tony?
They said that was an option if I wanted to do that, yes. And I probably will.
That is a photo op we have got to be able to share. You've got to share with us.
I will be controlling my own selfie, so we'll see. But no, they do have some kind of tour planned that includes sitting atop of a pachyderm.
Aha! That would be awesome. I remember seeing a movie one time. I think it was a John Wayne movie. Anyway, they were hunting tigers from the backs of elephants. And, you know, they had the little native people running through the woods, making noise, and the others were on top. Maybe that was James Bond. I don't know. That sounds pretty cool. I mean, it'd be like riding horses, just a lot bigger.
Yeah, and I figure, you know, if you're on top of elephants, you're in a pretty safe place.
You would hope, unless the elephant decides to sit down and roll over on you.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah. I've had horses do that. It's not fun. This is, I think, the last ditch effort for me to attempt to put a 130 grain bullet inside the neck of a furry brown creature.
Why?
This weekend.
Why is it the last effort?
Well, because I'm going on the Lewis and Clark expedition next week out to Oklahoma.
Okay.
But don't tell anybody.
I won't.
There's not many people that go to Oklahoma to hunt ducks, and we want to keep it that way.
Well, if you want to keep it quiet, you better take me with you.
Well, let's go. I got a yard pass for Christmas this year.
Uh-huh.
And I'm now placing both hands in the air carefully while I'm driving, saying, praise the Lord, I don't have to go to Florida to have Christmas with my in-laws.
Well, good for you.
I'm heading to Oklahoma and do the, we hunt public water and chase those ducks.
Weren't you out there last time when those two country people died? Country singers?
Yeah, we were. It was like 2 years ago. They were on a different reservoir.
Right.
Up kind of north of Oklahoma City. And we go out to the western part of the state. But yeah, you know, I mean, these reservoirs are not big, but in comparison to, you know, the TBA or Corps of Engineers here, but the wind is always blowing out there. And,
yes.
You know, this was like a massive snow blizzard that hit them, and they're apparently their boat capsized, and they got to shore, but then died from exposure.
Yeah, but I mean, you were in the same storm, if I'm not mistaken.
No, we were stuck in the eastern half of the state.
Yeah.
Where it was flooded, and so we didn't actually get snow. But then you went past Oklahoma City that time, and I mean, they had just piles of snow.
Well, I don't talk about it much, but I've been a pilot for about 30 years. I have never landed in Oklahoma where the wind wasn't blowing, you know, that whole, you know, where the wind comes sweeping across the plane. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care what plane I've been in, whether it's been a little bitty one or a bigger one. It's always just a challenge getting those two wheels on the ground.
Yeah, it's pretty wild that now that, you know, in the years I've been going out there, I'm watching more and more of these wind farms coming about.
Right.
And matter of fact, there's one lake we've been to. We weren't there for a few years and came back and we sat down. I'm like, what are all those lights? They build apartments all over the side of this lake. And no, once the light came up, you saw they were just big old wind turbines.
You know, when I flew up to Portland, I've been up there twice here in the last couple of months, and at 40,000 feet, when you get up into, I guess it's probably Pennsylvania, I'm trying to remember what the map said, but right up there around the Poconos, there are so many wind turbines up there, and on top of that, they're so big, I could literally, at 40,000 feet, I could see the blades in the turbine part turning,
yeah,
in the wind.
Wow.
I mean, it's how big these things were, and they were everywhere. I mean, I got pictures. I mean, I don't know how. I'd have to do the math to figure out how much area I'm seeing at 40,000 feet. But I mean, you could literally count 40, 50, 60 of windmills in my picture. It was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's neat, and apparently, though, ducks and other birds don't really understand them, and so we had one day where, you know, we just couldn't shoot a duck. They just weren't there. So we thought about going and just sitting underneath the wind turbines and trying to catch them with a dip net.
Yeah.
They slammed into the blades.
That is the biggest cause of death of cranes. Besides
the pterodactyls, yeah.
Yeah, flying into windmills.
Wow.
Or one of the leading causes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll learn.
I don't know. I keep shooting with lead, too. That doesn't help them. Or with steel, sorry, not lead.
Yeah, you better be careful.
I about got myself in trouble there.
Yeah.
Hey, Professor, I got some duck feathers for you. Might, because I'm rolling next week, maybe just PM me your mailing address, and I'll stick them in an envelope.
Great. I appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
And we went out to Arkansas last week, and I do apologize for my special needs friend, Mooch, that just let loose with profanities as I was trying to give you an actual hunting report.
That's fine.
Over the air. He's our special needs friend, and he doesn't really have control over his mouth.
Selective Tourette's, huh?
Yes, something like that. And, you know, we have to just kind of watch out for him. And you can't get mad at him. I mean, you know, he's a window licker and just can't help it. So.
Well, Beaver Man, you've got everybody with that one, so.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, hey, y'all take care.
All right.
And if I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Are y'all going to be on air next week?
We will.
Well, I may shoot you a call from Oklahoma.
Sounds like a plan.
I'll be en route, I think, that day. I may have to go on a pilgrimage to Max Prairie Wing.
I understand. Been there, done that.
Well, I ordered a new pair of waders. I was freezing my feet off. I've got breathable waders with 600 grams. So I was sitting there, and all of me was fine except for my feet. And I was like, dadgum. So I ordered these other waders based upon my shoe size, but they're just way too big.
Gotcha.
So I may have to return them and go to Max and actually try on a pair. But it will be an adventure nonetheless.
Well, I look forward to hearing about your sojourn to Oklahoma.
Okay, gentlemen.
All right, man.
Y'all take care.
Talk to you. See you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go pay bills. We're a little late, but that's all right. Good call from the Beaver Man, headed to shoot a deer or two. We'll be right back.
It sits above the mantel on a couple rusty nails.
If you're looking to target your product or service to the outdoor community, Tony Sanders Outdoors can help. Nearly one-third of the radios are tuned to Tony Sanders Outdoors on Saturday mornings from 5 to 7 a.m. Whether it's a recorded commercial, live reads, remote broadcast, or product endorsements, Tony and Rob can help. Give us a call at 423-280-3677 to discuss your advertising needs. Tony Sanders Outdoors, your outdoor advertising solution. 423-280-3677.
Tennessee's Hunters for the Hungry program has provided well over 6 million meals over the past 20 years. High-quality protein in the form of venison is welcomed by local food banks. Thanks to gracious hunters and processors, these nutritious meals were provided to our neighbors who really needed a helping hand. If you hunt, please consider sharing some of your harvest this season. Learn about the new deer coin and more at tnwf.org.
Are you ready to host the best barbecue of the year? You will be if you stop by Don's Meat at 6408 Hickson Pike. Don has steaks, kebabs, chicken, burgers, pork chops, all ready for the grill. He also has stuffed chicken breasts, stuffed pork chops, all ready for your oven. If you want fish, Don's has catfish, flounder, salmon, tuna, tilapia, trout. Give him a call at 842-1256. 842-1256. Check them out on the web at donsmeatshop.com. Be sure to like them on Facebook.
I've been telling you for years to go see my friend and insurance agent, Rodney Allen, for your insurance needs. Rodney has been handling my family insurance requirements for 15 years. He can also handle other aspects of your financial life as well. Do you need a mortgage, car loan, financial accounts, whatever you need? All this can be set up with Rodney with State Farm Insurance. Call Rodney at 423-847-3881 and schedule an appointment at his office or your home to discuss your financial and insurance requirements. That's State Farm Agent Rodney Allen, 423-847-3881.
Here come the ducks, hit the high ball up. Shut up the dogs, stare at the water. I'll say wind, hold on y'all wait. Get them boys, boom, 12 gauge.
Welcome back. Tony Sanders Outdoors. You know what's happening this week?
What's happening this week?
I'm going crane hunting.
All right.
New type of experience. Going to actually decoy them in and call them and all that stuff. I am looking forward to it. See what happens.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It will be fun. I'm just excited. And the beauty of it is, if I don't get them all, if I don't get my limit, I'll go right back up to and do what I've normally done.
It's true.
So looking forward to that. Let's go to Big Orange. Hey, Big Orange.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, last week we actually got drawn for one of the blind sites up at Yala Creek, up near Watts Bar.
Uh-huh.
And just had a small issue to bring up with, I assume that it would be TWRA who manages that area.
Right.
Still. And the actual walking bridge that crosses the creek right at the parking area there has a large tree that has fell across it and is pretty dang unsafe for hunters to go across. And I don't know if anybody has actually brought up this issue or not. We took pictures of it. And while we were up there hunting, I was like, I tell you what, I'm going to call Tony as soon as he gets back on the air. So.
Well, yeah, especially if you got some pictures, if you would send me those and I will forward those to the right people and make sure they get up there. I'm not sure if that's our bridge or if that's somebody else's bridge, but I can assure you whoever up there knows whose bridge it is.
Okay. All right. How do I actually send that to you? Per email, or do you want to give me a cell phone number?
Well, you can, if you want to text it to me, that's fine. You can send it to 423-567-4801.
567-4801.
Yep. Or you can you can also just, you can send it to my TWRA email address, which is tony.sanders@tn.gov.
Okay. All right.
Either one of those will work, and I'll make sure that gets to the right people, because we definitely don't need somebody to get hurt just walking to the blind.
Right, right. And that was our big concern about it, because we actually launched by boat because we had one of the back sides, but a gentleman had one of the closer sites and was crossing the bridge, and we had to, you know, physically help him get across it.
Wow.
Because, I mean, we were, you know, he was an older gentleman, but we were just worried about somebody falling in the water right
Sure.
Especially as cold as it was.
So. And in the dark, too. So, yeah, no.
Exactly, exactly.
So I will, like I said, I'm not sure. That's the one thing that has amazed me in this process, is getting up there and figuring out who owns what and who is responsible for what. And it gets really kind of sad in a way when it's, you know, especially in IT. And I love them to death. My aunt was a member of the Corps of Engineers for a long time. But you get the Corps of Engineers involved, and, oh, my God, it gets nutty. It just does.
Oh, don't get me started on the Corps. Don't even get me started.
You know, my aunt was she was a civil engineer for the Corps for 25 years, and then retired and went to the FAA, and I'm like, boy, you went from the frying pan to the fire. But I'll definitely get that passed on, because we're spending a lot of money to get people out in the outdoors. We don't need them getting hurt while they're out there.
I agree. And you know, that bridge has been there for years. I mean, I hunted that place long before it ever became a blind draw. And so that bridge has been there forever, and I don't know if it actually needs to be replaced, but it definitely needs to be fixed from the current condition that it's in.
Sure. Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Could you give me that cell phone number one more time? I'm driving to the duck blind. I'm trying to put it in my memory here.
Yeah, it's 423-567-4801.
567-4801. Got it. Thank you very much.
You can always go to TWRA website and look up commissioners, and that number is listed there along with my email address.
Oh, okay. All right. That'll make it a little bit easier.
Yeah, that way if you happen to forget it, you don't have to worry about it. You can find it very easily.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it, Tom.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That can be an issue when you get multiple. I mean, you got around here, you got the Corps, you got TVA, you got TWRA. You've got all these people, and if something goes well, they all want credit, but if something goes south, nobody wants to.
Well, it's just like up at Prentice Cooper when we were up there.
Right.
I had that gentleman talk to me about something that was going on up there, and up there you've got TWRA manages the wildlife, but it's actually a state forest, so you got the Tennessee Department of Forestry owns that, and it gets a little weird.
It does, especially with the inner working of the agencies. And, I mean, they're all working for the benefit, but some of them, like you said, forestry is working for forest.
Mm-hmm.
The animals just happen to be there. TWRA is managing the animals. The forest just happens to be there. And on occasion, and even in my state agencies that I've been a part of, at least two different agencies. Certain agencies work well with others, and to be honest, even in your state government, there are certain agencies that don't like other agencies.
No, oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll be honest. So.
And, you know, we got into it when we had the Hiwassee issue last year with the dam, and they were going to shut off the flow. TVA's primary goal is power generation and flood control.
Correct.
Primary goals. Fishing is not a primary concern. However, I'm not throwing TVA under the bus, because they actually have really good biologists that work with TWRA on managing the fish and the shores and the waters and stuff. So it's but their main driver is power production and flood control.
Right. The fishing just happens to be a byproduct of the impoundment.
Correct.
Right.
So yeah. So it gets really interesting, and you know, the whole grass issue is a perfect example, and that's probably where it really became an issue in my mind, because you got TVA Waters.
Okay.
TWRA managing the wildlife.
Okay.
Department of Agriculture manages the herbicides used for grass, even if it's in the water. It just gets silly.
And nobody knows who to call, so they call, like, if it, you know, they'll end up calling TWRA, and TWRA says, sorry, you need to call.
Oh, yeah.
You need to call TVA. TVA says, oh, it's not us, so you need to call Ag, and, you know.
Yeah. No, and it gets, and people do get frustrated. I've gotten frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
And
you work for them.
Yeah. And you know, I've seen people get upset about the phone calls, and as a commissioner, people answer my call, and I have trouble getting sometimes to the right place. It's like, okay, I can see how this can get frustrating.
Right.
So it's something that we're working on. We're aware of it and working on.
Oh, good.
All right. And go pay those bills so we can keep coming here and trying to entertain you and educate you. You know what? When we come back, let's do the Harvest Report and a couple other things. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
Tony Sanders Outdoors. We'll be right back. Where the creek turns back by the old stump road. I'm going to take you to a special place. You're a member of the National Rifle Association? If not, why? No other organization in this country fights for your rights like the NRA. In the current environment, our rights under the Second Amendment are being attacked every day. While we in the South may feel comfortable, that is not the case all across America. The NRA is taking up the fight for you, and you need to be a part. Join the over 5 million men, women, and children who are members of the NRA. Go to TonySandersOutdoors.com and click on the Join NRA link. Don't wait too late.
If you're looking to target your product or service to the outdoor community, Tony Sanders Outdoors can help. Nearly one-third of the radios are tuned to Tony Sanders Outdoors on Saturday mornings from 5 to 7 a.m. Whether it's a recorded commercial, live reads, remote broadcast, or product endorsements, Tony and Rob can help. Give us a call at 423-280-3677 to discuss your advertising needs. Tony Sanders Outdoors, your outdoor advertising solution. 423-280-3677.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos.
Welcome back. Tony Sanders Outdoors coming straight to the phone. Mr. Duck Unlimited himself. Hello, Ross Malone.
Thank you.
I'm sitting here.
Got my grandson in the truck here headed to the blind.
I'm sitting here drinking out of my 80 years of conservation Ducks Unlimited Yeti
tumbler
that I got last year at your banquet. So
there you go. Well, I saw Rob at Sportsman's Warehouse yesterday, and I told him I'd give you guys a call, I'll try to give you a little report. The Alberta Clipper, definitely North Alabama, had some new birds. I was at yesterday and ended up with one bird, but that was okay. I didn't even have any decoys, just a real quick walk-in with my new dog. And a lot of good reports, so everybody needs to be out. We're still 2 weeks away from our peak at least, but the good news is we did see some new birds. Don't have any snow up north yet, but this cold weather, freeze out, maybe it just keep on continuing to help us a little bit.
Have you been to Arkansas yet this year?
No, I'm embarrassed to say that. I've got a lease. And the guys were out there yesterday. I think there were 6 guns, and they ended up with, 17 greenheads and, I don't know, 3 off ducks out of 20 ducks. That was a good morning for them. It's real dry out there. They're actually give you a fire notice because, the hunters have to be careful that smoke. But it's dry. The Bayou de Vue is dry. A lot of fields are dry. We've got a couple of fields pumped up. But the birds are kind of, we feel like, flying over us all the way down in Mississippi and Louisiana.
Okay.
No way of knowing that, but that's just where we are with it. Hopefully this next week the weather's going to turn with some rain. Who knows?
Well, I hope it does. I hope it does. I hope it wets everything up out there to, number one, put down the fire hazard.
Right, and it's dry here too. We, you know, it's this time of year, so I mean, a lot of the guys are going to their potholes and they're dry. So
right.
It's where we are with it. However, it makes them more concentrated, but they're still, we need the water to help get the scuds. Amphibians, what they eat, you know, a lot of times the hens, she'll start eating that in January, so we need those water sources to increase that water food source for them. So,
you know, we all talk about it. It's all interrelated. And
that's right.
And people just don't seem to grasp that sometimes.
No, they don't. But anyway, I just wanted to give you a quick duck report. Like I said, Alabama seemed like had a few new birds yesterday, and I'm hoping that, you know, everything's going to turn out. We'll have our peak, like I say, the first or second week in January, and we'll have a good season.
Well, I hope so. And, Ross, I appreciate you calling in. And if I don't speak to you, I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
You too, guys, and have a Merry Christmas and all your viewers out there. Thank you.
Thank you. There you go. Ross Malone from Ducks Unlimited headed out with his grandson.
Mm-hmm. It's always good to take a youngster outdoors.
Well, and speaking of that, I got Hunter for 10 days.
In a row.
From now till 3 o'clock Christmas Day. So we're going, and I'm off next week for that very reason. So we're gonna plan some outdoor adventures.
Oh.
I don't know what they're going to be yet, but we're gonna do something outdoors.
Could be some hikes through the woods, maybe?
Could be. I'm not sure I'm ready for a deer stand with him. I have to think about that one.
Yeah, I don't know if the attention span's there.
I don't know that. You're talking about me or him?
Both.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going to do there. But he's getting a, I know he's not up, so I don't have to worry about this, but he's getting a Cricket 22 for Christmas.
Very nice.
So, we'll have to be using that here pretty soon.
I definitely see some plinking in the future.
Yes, absolutely it will be. So, anyway.
I bet you he's excited. He'll be excited. Well, he's a kid. Everybody's excited about Christmas.
Hey, we haven't given the Deer Harvest Report yet, but I will tell you, the top five counties are Montgomery, Fayette, Henry, Giles, Stewart. Hamilton is at number 26. We'll give you some numbers when we come back. Tony Sanders Outdoors.
He had his whole life story mounted right there on the wall. There were ducks and bucks and smallmouths and a few old faded pictures.
If you have listened to my show for a while, you know that I am sold on Sportsman's Warehouse. Over a lifetime of hunting and fishing, I have shopped in many stores all around the country, but have never found a group of team members that have the knowledge like the outfitters at Sportsman's Warehouse. No matter what your plans or needs, Sportsman's Warehouse and their knowledgeable outfitters can equip you for your next adventure. Sportsman's Warehouse, 153 and Lee Highway. Great indoors for those who love the great outdoors. Sportsman's Warehouse. Go see them today, Highway 153 and Lee Highway.
I'm Don King for your Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. Hunter education is required for anyone born on or after January 1st, 1969, before hunting in our state. Tennessee's program is recognized nationally as one of the best. Choose from online or traditional classroom instruction. Visit tnwildlife.org for classes in your area.
Sanders Outdoors, as promised, finally, Harvest Report. Where are we at, Robert?
Statewide, we're at 114,146. We're off by 11,047 from this time last year. Hamilton County had 1,429. Bledsoe had 723. Bradley had 735. Grundy had 678. Marion had 1,136. McMinn, 1,294. Meigs, 937. Monroe, 667. Polk, 220. Ray, 1,161. And Sequatchie, 489. All counties are behind from last year, except Polk. They are up 23. So well done, all of our bear hunters in Polk. Apparently, you can shoot deer as well as bear. So keep up the good work out there in Polk.
It's funny. We focused on Polk always being the smallest and whatever, and they're the only ones actually ahead this year.
Yep, they're up by 23. And for a small county, that's a significant increase.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's...
Hamilton, we're really not that far off. We're off 133 from this time last year. I mean, we're off, but not terribly. And the rest of them are, except for a couple of them, it's negligible. 30 deer here, 60 deer here.
So Monroe County is 190 behind.
Yeah, Ray's off 225, but...
255.
I'm sorry, 255.
Don't let numbers...
Yeah, I'm
Get in the way of...
I'm listexic this morning.
Anyway, so that's where your harvest report is. Go out there and get you some venison for the freezer.
Oh, I've got one for you. My wife's, one of my wife's colleagues, the secretary, her son got his first deer last week, and they were showing off pictures, and it was a very nice buck. She also got her first deer earlier in the week.
With a car?
Yes. She says she's trying to figure out which one's going to be more expensive. The young man, it being his first deer ever, and it was a nice 8-point. He wants to get it mounted, so they're trying to find the money for that. But they're also trying to find the money to fix the car as well.
I tell you what, I came around the curve almost to your house, and there were three standing right there at the edge of the road getting ready to bolt. And I slam on the brakes. Don't need to hit a deer at 4:15 in the morning. But, yeah. Car strikes are a problem.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So, but it was nice to see a young hunter. I'm not sure. I believe he was hunting in North Alabama. That's where they live. So I don't think it added to. I don't think it was one of ours off our list here. So.
You got to be careful, deer. And they do damage, as my wife can attest.
Well, that got me thinking, you know. You were up in Maine. I mean, you could strike a moose up there. That would just be a moose. Or you go out west, you might hit an elk. I mean, imagine a deer strike times, you know, three, because a moose is that much bigger.
Yeah.
That would not be good. So I got an update to this story. You wanted to update this story?
You've got 30 seconds.
Okay. Gloucester, Massachusetts, somebody, they found a de-headed tuna up there. And we speculated that it was poached, and it turns out it was actually poached. They caught the guy, and he took the tuna out of season, heard people in the woods, and ran away and left the tuna, and that's why the headless tuna was up there in Gloucester.
And they were that's a lot of money to leave hanging in a tree.
It is. It is.
If you've ever watched that crazy tuna shows, but yes. All right. First hour's in the can. We'll be back with some interesting stuff, I hope. Tony Sanders Outdoors. Don't stop that podcast now. That's only one half of the show. We'll be right back with the second half of Tony Sanders Outdoors.
Are you ready to host the best barbecue of the year? You will be if you stop by Don's Meat at 6408 Hickson Pike. Don has steaks, kebabs, chicken, burgers, pork chops, all ready for the grill. He also has stuffed chicken breasts, stuffed pork chops, all ready for your oven. If you want fish, Don's has catfish, flounder, salmon, tuna, tilapia, trout. Give him a call at 842-1256, 842-1256. Check him out on the web at donsmeatshop.com. Be sure to like him on Facebook.
Tighten your life vests, wrap into your tree stand, and get ready for the award-winning Tony Sanders Outdoors, your source for outdoor information, education, and entertainment. Now, here are your hosts, Tony Sanders and Rob Pratula.
There I was. Welcome back. Hour number two, Tony Sanders Outdoors. Had a great first hour. A lot of callers. Headed to the woods or to the water or both.
Either one.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Or not?
Well, it depends. You know, hopefully they'll all be successful, but, you know, that's why they call it fishing and not catching, and that's why they call it hunting, not necessarily killing. Some days, some days you get the bear, and some days the bear gets you.
I hope not. I don't want to be gotten.
Oh,
not by a bear.
Speaking of which, saw Ross at the Sportsman's Warehouse yesterday, and my wife and I were over there doing some shopping. My niece.
Did you see Carl?
I did not. Carl was not there. I did not see Carl.
So here's my question. If Carl doesn't see you at Sportsman's Warehouse, are you really there? It's because it like the tree falling in the woods deal.
Could be. I'm thinking he's more like Santa Claus. He knows if you've been shopping. He knows if you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be sure and come and stay.
Could be. Could be.
There you go.
That's pretty good off the top of your head.
Ho, ho, ho.
So you're going, you were over there yesterday, too.
I was over there yesterday.
The jolly old fat man was not there, Randy Waterhouse?
No, he was not. Did not see Mr. Waterhouse there, nor did I see Santa. But I never see Santa and Randy at the same time either. So, you know, there could be something there. I'm not real sure. But
yes, Randy Waterhouse, I know it's a pot calling the kettle black, okay?
I wasn't going there, but I'll leave it. Bought my niece
it's cold outside and you don't want to walk.
Yeah. Bought my niece a couple of items that she's asked for Christmas, and she wanted some warm socks and a neck gaiter, and I knew exactly where to go. I went over to Sportsman's Warehouse and got those two items, and hopefully she will stay warm, and she won't be listening to this, so I haven't given away her Christmas present. So.
Yeah, it's like I'd say, whatever I got my wife, she'd never know.
Yeah, me too. But was over at Sportsman's. We were browsing around, looking at stuff, and my wife said, "Oh, look, they've got bear spray." And I said, "I got something better." And she stopped for a second and thought. She goes, "Oh, yeah." I was like, I got 13 rounds of stay away bear, not just one pull and pray. Pull, pray, and spray. That's not happening. I got 13 rounds off.
Here's my question. Is your 13 rounds of stay away bear better than the pull and spray?
I think both would be handy to have, to be honest. I've carried bear spray, and it's been required in some of the places I've fished. My only defense at that time was bear spray. I carried a waist pack that it's a small pack, and usually put it behind you, and it's got two water bottle holders on each side. So one side was bear spray and the other side was water. We'd go out and fish for several hours, and we'd have our bear spray if we needed it, and we'd have our water. Just don't get the two mixed up. That's the only thing you need to focus on, is not drinking out of the wrong.
Pull out the water to spray at the bear?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, that didn't work. I'm bear meat.
Your dinner.
Yep. But, yeah, she saw the bear spray, and she says, "Hey, they've got bear spray here." And I said, I told her, "I got something better." And she figured out what it was. And she said, "Are the bears really a problem here?" And I went into this diatribe on how black bears are more unpredictable than grizzly bears, mm-hmm. and that the black bears in East Tennessee have become, when they associate them with people with food, I said they can become aggressive, and I reminded her about the family mm-hmm. that was up at the Hiawassee that lost three family members up there, and once I went into those, she realized that, yeah, bear spray might be a good idea. Not the perfect stocking stuffer, but...
But I'm not sure your gun's big enough.
I've thought that, too.
Not for bear.
I've thought that, too, but it's better than nothing for bear.
Well, I had a...
It's better than a 9-foot fly rod, which I can just whip them, and that's not going to even slow them down.
I had a friend of mine that has invited me to hunt, but he only wants me to use .223 or .556, whatever. I said, okay. I hadn't really thought about that, but okay. And he goes, I know what's going through your head. It's awful small. I said, yeah, it's smaller than... He said, we've been using it in war for a long time to stop 180-pound men. Why can't you stop 120-pound deer?
Good point.
Excellent point.
Yeah,
a little small in my mind, but why is it really small? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very accurate.
Oh, yeah.
Very flat.
Yes.
But most of us don't pick up a 5.56 to go hunting.
No.
We pick up something bigger.
Usually. And now you got me thinking, I'm wondering if a 9mm would bounce off a bear's skull.
Oh, sure it would. Not be the place to shoot it.
Well, yeah, but I'm just, you know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe I do need to ask Santa for something a little bit bigger. Because if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly.
Yeah. No, I,
357, 45?
I carry the 357 SIG. Mainly because it's a pretty powerful round, but it's shooting a 9mm bullet as well with a little more oomph.
Right.
So I do carry that. I carry that because I have more shots than I do with a 45.
True.
If I'm in a really squirrely situation, I carry a 44 Magnum. I dirty carry it.
Do you feel lucky, Bear?
Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? So
that'll work too.
And this is nothing to do with outdoors, but
well, it does too.
What I'm getting ready to say. I was watching Outlaw Josie Wales the other day.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's a great movie. It's literally been years since I watched all the way through, and I love that line, "Dying ain't much of a living, boy." I was like, you know, that's pretty confident there.
It is.
Of course,
it is.
It helps to be the star of the show at that point.
Yeah. If you're the lead character, you're usually not going to get killed off in the first 5 minutes.
Unless you're John Wayne.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Fishing Report. Get off of this stuff.
Chickamauga Reservoir, as of yesterday, according to TWRA, 682 feet. The current elevation, that's the normal elevation. The current elevation is 676.69 feet. Water surface temperature is 50 degrees. Largemouth bass fishing is good. Using lipless crankbaits around bait fish schools. Some bait fish are still in the shallow pockets of creeks. Smallmouth bass is fair. Crankbaits and jigs are the way to go there. Crappie is good. Fish the main channel with jigs or minnows near river drop. Drop-offs, bluff walls, knockdowns, blowdowns, good crappie water. Striped bass, fair. Bluegill, good. Sauger, walleye, fair. Some being caught in the tailwaters. Catfish, fair.
You ever caught a sauger?
I've not caught a sauger. I've caught a walleye.
Same species, basically? Close?
Yeah, they're brothers.
You know, I've always heard that sauger was like the best eating fish there is.
I've heard that too. They're the perch family, the yellow perch that people catch. Those are really, really good to eat. I've eaten a lot of yellow perch. Walleye and sauger are. I've had walleye and it's real sweet white meat. It's kind of almost got a sweet flavor to it. It's really, really good.
And I've had some, and I've caught a couple. It's and this is the time you catch them.
Right. Right, and the only issue is, I mean, there's certain lakes, and we've got them here. They're just not as abundant as, you know, you go to some of the lakes up in Minnesota, Wisconsin, up in that area, and they have literally walleye lakes or you know, they get, you know, can consistently target walleye. And mm-hmm. here, I don't know that really, some people may be able to, but I just don't think you can consistently target them here on a daily basis. You may get into them one day, but you know, next day, maybe nothing. So,
somebody's going to call in and says, we don't know what we're talking about.
Probably, but that's fine. And I'll learn. I learned something this morning. I was telling you off air. I tie scud patterns all the time for trout, and that's one of the main food sources of trout. I didn't know it was a main food source of ducks. So, I learned something this morning from Ross. So,
have you been reading about this algae bloom down in Florida?
I've heard about it. I haven't read up on it, but I heard that it's massive.
Yeah, this is something from SEOPA, the Southeastern Outdoor Press Association. If you ever dreamed of fishing South Florida, book your trip now because it's fading fast. About all most people know is some beaches have been closed due to algae blooms, but a few beach closings are only the tip of the iceberg. Fisheries from Okeechobee to Florida Bay are in desperate peril. but there are so few are talking about it, sportsmen from other parts of the country are wholly unaware. 47,000 acres of seagrass in St. Lucie in the Indian River Lagoon have been destroyed by algae blooms.
Wow.
Salinity in Florida Bay is now twice the normal level. In 2016, a toxic algae bloom covered 239 square miles of Okeechobee. The Everglades are slowly choking to death. The Biscayne Aquifer is slowly drying up due to low water flows in the Everglades. 8 million people depend on that water source. This is a man-made problem, and it can be fixed.
Hmm. How many acres was that? The
47,000 acres.
Wow.
So let's go to George. Hey, George, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I was listening a while ago, and one of y'all said something about some family lost three members to a bear on the Hiawassee.
Yes, sir.
Where did that happen?
That was about 6-8 years ago.
Yeah, it was probably 5 or 6 years ago for sure.
Was it on the Hiawassee or up there around Chilhowee?
It might have been up around Chilhowee.
I thought it was a Hiawassee. I thought there was a camp. The people were in a camper, and a bear came in and got a mom and a kid and somebody else, I think.
Yeah, I fished up on Hiawassee for years. I don't ever remember hearing anything about a bear up there, but I remember when they got one at the Hiawassee, I thought it got two people, but it could have been different. Now, I hate to think about bears up there.
Well,
just managing the water up there sometimes.
Well, now I've been driving in between, right where the River Canyon starts going right by the Ocoee, and just before that, you can make a left and get to the Hiawassee off of 64. I think it is 30 that I'm taking across. I've seen bear through there. I've had a couple run across the road in front of me up in that area. Now, it's closer to Parksville, but, it was more towards Parksville than it was Hiawassee, but there are bear up there.
Yeah.
I've always been a little bit squirrely about, I don't know if you've walked that John Muir Trail up at the Hiawassee to get to that one access. If you walk for about 5 minutes, you can get to a pretty nice run out there on the Hiawassee.
I've done that before.
I've been real squirrely about running that area because there's a lot of grow up where last time I was out there was a lot of grow up and I couldn't see anything around me. And it just, I don't know. I just had this, I wasn't being paranoid, but I was along the lines. I was just watching to make sure there wasn't anything out there with me.
Yeah, I guess so. Even if it was at Chilhowee, close enough a bear could stretch his legs a little bit and get on over the mountain. But, heck, I think they need to open the season along the fall.
Yeah, you are correct, George. It was Chilhowee. And believe it or not, it was 2006. That's 11 years ago.
It doesn't seem that long ago, does it?
It doesn't, but that's when it was, April 2006.
Yeah.
And it was,
all right, guys.
Thank
Enjoy
you so much.
Show.
Thank you so much. It was only the little girl died. It attacked mother, brother,
okay,
and daughter, but the little girl was the one that died. Unless the others died later, but she died there. And it was actually only the second attack we've ever had.
Hmm. Now, I know they've taken bear off the strip in Knoxville several times. They've had to relocate bear. So, I mean, the bear population is increasing dramatically.
Yeah, well, that's true. And typically the bears leave you alone.
Oh, yeah.
It's when you get in between them, and that's what made this attack so rare. They give you the bells to carry and ring to...
Right.
I mean, because that's the thing. You just don't want to startle them. Of course, what's the old saying? How can you tell a grizzly from a black bear? Grizzly is the one that has bells and smells like pepper spray.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Big gun. Carry big gun. Big gun. All right, let's go pay a bill. Tony Sanders Outdoors, going everywhere, and you can direct us if you want. 267-1023.
Old Joe's got a Boston waiter. He bought and keep his key.
I've been telling you for years, go see my friend and insurance agent, Rodney Allen, for your insurance needs. Rodney has been handling my family insurance requirements for 15 years. He can also handle other aspects of your financial life as well. Do you need a mortgage, car loan, financial accounts, whatever you need? All this can be set up with Rodney with State Farm Insurance. Call Rodney at 423-847-3881 and schedule an appointment at his office or your home to discuss your financial and insurance requirements. That's State Farm Agent Rodney Allen, 423-847-3881. Are you a member of the National Rifle Association? If not, why? No other organization in this country fights for your rights like the NRA. In the current environment, our rights under the Second Amendment are being attacked every day. While we in the South may feel comfortable, that is not the case all across America. The NRA is taking up the fight for you, and you need to be a part. Join the over 5 million men, women, and children who are members of the NRA. Go to TonySandersOutdoors.com and click on the Join NRA link. Don't wait too late.
Chronic wasting disease affects white-tailed deer, mule deer, elk, and moose populations in many states. We are CWD-free in Tennessee and are counting on hunters to keep it that way. Remember, if you hunt out of state for big game animals, it's very important that you learn the proper way to bring those harvested animals home. New restrictions are in place for good reason. Learn more at tnwildlife.org. Please help us keep Tennessee CWD-free.
Squirrel and rabbit in Dallas County knew my name. I sat on the stand with Pawpaw from the time I was 3 years old. When I was eight, I used a muzzle loader to kill my first doe.
Welcome back. Tony Sanders Outdoors, having fun on this Saturday morning. Hope you are too. Going straight to the phones to James. Hey, James, how you doing?
Good morning. It's kind of cold, but I'm not outside. But you're talking about bears.
Bears.
Yes. How about that Glock 20 in the vest type of carrier, a harness that goes on your chest?
Uh-huh.
The people up there in Alaska carry them because it's right there. It's out of your way when you're walking. It's kind of heavy, but, you know, you got your Glock 29 and then the big 40, which is a 6-inch. But the place that you talk about is Sportsman's Warehouse. They sell buffalo boar. Well, 10 millimeter, there's a 200 grain lead bullet, and it's coming out pretty fast, a little umph if you ever shot a 10 millimeter. But for that 3.7C that you got, the 140 cellar and billet,
right?
It's a heavy bullet, and I'd say you're carrying a 32. I would go with 31 or even bigger, because the FPS is, I mean, I'm getting ready to get a 33 Monday. I'm buying 3.7C's out the Yin Yang, and I'm going through ammo.
Right.
And I think you got some for me.
I do.
Whenever you want to talk to me,
okay.
I'm game, so to speak.
All right.
But, you got your 44 Magnum. But, that bear spray, it's better to kind of make, loud noises and maybe spray a burst or two. But the Glock or the wheel gun will be your last resort. So I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'm kind of busy making these flintlock Gatlin guns. They're selling like hotcakes. So get with me on the city ammo.
I actually have it in my vehicle, so the first time I get a few free moments, I was going to give you a call.
Well, I'm thinking, well, yeah, give me some time up. I'm on the drawing board about a single shot 36 slowdown, so white powder, that is. So,
right.
You know, I'm kind of busy, but
I'm
yeah, call me, and
okay.
My people get with your people.
That sounds good, James.
And have a good morning, and thank you.
See you, man. He's a hoot.
Yeah, he is. I think I've told you this story. I don't know if I've told it on the air. One of my favorite stories about fishing in Montana and Wyoming. I was in Wyoming at the time. We were fishing the Shoshone, and one of the park rangers came up and asked to see our licenses, and you know we provided them. And you know, he said, "Y'all, since you're inside the park, y'all are going to be out there." He says it's really advisable to carry bear spray. We said, "Yeah, we've got bear spray, no problem." Well, he related a story that happened a couple of weeks before we got there. Always seems to happen that way. It's never when you never get to see it. It always was either you're here too soon or here too late. Apparently, a German couple who were tourists were going in the back entrance of Yellowstone National Park, and they didn't understand the concept of bear spray. They thought it was like bear repellent. And the husband hosed down the wife in the parking lot with this peppery bear mace that's, you know, just 8 levels of hell hot. And she ended up having to go to the hospital. They didn't understand the concept that this is a defense weapon, not a preventive, you know. Be sure and put your bear spray on before you go out. It's not like off. So
I would imagine his life was hell after that.
Yeah, I'm thinking no amount of jewelry would have gotten you out of that. Because, I mean, how do you tell that story to your friends? Hey, did you have a nice time at Yellowstone? No. What happened? He hosed me down with bear spray, and I spent a couple days in the hospital with chemical burns. Why? You're not going to live that one down. I'm sorry.
No, I agree. That's pretty funny. Sad, but funny.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I guess you need to read the directions, but... But the directions were in English, and they may not have spoken English, so.
Oh, which, yeah. You know what? You just can't rule out stupidity.
True.
One of my favorite sayings.
True.
All right. Since we are a couple of minutes from the next break, I was going to go to the to our top 10 items, but I'm going to pass. I'll do that after we come back.
Okay.
But he was, James was talking about the buffalo boar. I really like that. I used it. I didn't know they made semi-automatic ones. That's what I use in my, I used it in my 460 Smith & Wesson. And then I used it in my, my 44. I carry buffalo boar.
Okay.
I want a lot of lead going downrange.
Oh, most definitely.
And they also have this holster over at Sportsman's. It's called an Alaskan guide holster. Kind of slings over your shoulder and parks it right on your chest.
Okay.
And that's what I use for the 44 because it's such a big gun.
Right. And I mean, I've seen a lot of the Alaskan guides that I know. They carry a similar harness, except it's more like a X. You know, it goes arms through each, and basically they can access whatever gun they are.
I think that's what this is.
You know, it's right in the top of their waders, and they can access it. But I do know a lot of now the guides can get away with it. The clients can't. The guides, a lot of them will just carry a shotgun
right
up there. But, I mean, if I'm out there fishing, I can either fish or carry a shotgun. I cannot do both. I mean, you know, it's – but having bear spray as a, you know, primary and a gun as a backup to the bear spray is always a great idea. But
No, I'm sorry. The bear spray is a backup to my gun. I'm going to the gun first. I just am, period.
Yeah, depending on which way the wind's blowing. I mean, I've seen that bear spray disperse real quick in windy situations.
Back at you.
Yeah, I don't want that coming at me. And but, you know, it's better than nothing.
Depending on which way the wind's blowing.
Right.
You
may be tenderized or at least seasoned for
yeah, maybe
being
if the bear's into hot food like, you know, you are, and that,
yeah.
All over. Oh, boy, he's now seasoned up. Good. Spice. We'll be right back. Tony Sanders Outdoors.
There'd be much more daddies sons could be proud of. We'd have half the crime. We'd have twice the fun with a few more cows.
If you have listened to my show for a while, you know that I am sold on Sportsman's Warehouse. Over a lifetime of hunting and fishing, I have shopped in many stores all around the country, but have never found a group of team members that have the knowledge like the outfitters at Sportsman's Warehouse. No matter what your plans or needs, Sportsman's Warehouse and their knowledgeable outfitters can equip you for your next adventure. Sportsman's Warehouse, 153 and Lee Highway. Great indoors for those who love the great outdoors. Sportsman's Warehouse. Go see them today, Highway 153 and Lee Highway.
Are you ready to host the best barbecue of the year? You will be if you stop by Don's Meat at 6408 Hickson Pike. Don has steaks, kebabs, chicken, burgers, pork chops, all ready for the grill. He also has stuffed chicken breasts, stuffed pork chops, all ready for your oven. If you want fish, Don's has catfish, flounder, salmon, tuna, tilapia, trout. Give him a call at 842-1256. 842-1256. Check him out on the web at donsmeatshop.com. Be sure to like him on Facebook.
If you're looking to target your product or service to the outdoor community, Tony Sanders Outdoors can help. Nearly one-third of the radios are tuned to Tony Sanders Outdoors on Saturday mornings from 5 to 7 a.m. Whether it's a recorded commercial, live reads, remote broadcast, or product endorsements, Tony and Rob can help. Give us a call at 423-280-3677 to discuss your advertising needs. Tony Sanders Outdoors, your outdoor advertising solution. 423-280-3677.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins. Talking about what might happen on opening day.
Welcome back. Tony Sanders Outdoors. Having a good time on this Saturday morning. Thanks to all the callers that called in. Show's been a kind of a little sporadic and fun at the same time.
We got unbearable there for a while.
Oh, good God. Gene, you see what I put up with? You only get this crap 2 hours a day, I mean a week. I get this all the time. Unbelievable bear puns. Unbearable bear puns.
Are you saying that was barely a joke? I mean, what? Where are we going with this? I mean, right. I can keep going.
We're going to our Christmas list. Top 10 things that we want for Christmas.
All right, who's going first? Me?
You.
All right. Something that I think that a lot of... I'm going with the fishing side.
Of course.
Well, you fisherman
are,
first.
You are the prout professor.
Now who's got verbal dyslexia? There we go. I'll tell you, one of the things that I always appreciate, and I've gotten this before, and I've actually given this as a gift because it was such a great idea, get a little basket and put in a couple of leaders, and my suggestion would be like a 9 foot 4X leader because you can fish for bass, trout, brim, whatever.
Right.
And you can taper it down. Put in a couple of leaders, spool a tippet. I need some new hemostats or forceps this year for fishing because mine are way old and messed up. Put a pair of those in there. Put in some strike indicators and floating. You probably got about, you can have a nice little gift basket of stuff that we're going to actually go through, stuff that we'll use, and you don't have to pick a size or a color or anything. We're just going to use it. Kind of disposables type things. And you can probably get that. You can do a basket and all that probably for about 40, 60 bucks.
Let me tell you what would be better.
What's that?
Get one of those creels. Those.
Yeah.
What do you call them?
Creels.
I know that. What are they made of? Bamboo creel?
No. Wicker.
Wicker. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
One of those wicker creels to put all this stuff in.
That's what I've actually done before.
Well, you said a basket. That's not a basket. It's a creel.
Okay.
Come on, man.
I'll tell you what else I want for Christmas. I need some new waders.
Okay.
I need some new soles for my corkers. I've got two pair, and I need a third pair. I need the studded felt.
Well, actually, on my list is corkers because I want a pair of corkers because I've never had the stocking foot waders until now. I've got some. And so I need a pair of corkers, and you've convinced me that that's the way to go with the interchangeable soles, with the studded, with the felt, with the rubber. You got all kinds of ways to go with those.
I said studded felt. I meant studded rubber because I didn't want the felt. Studded rubber on those.
Gotcha.
So,
but anyway, I think those were beginning. I was looking at some at Sportsman's the other day. They had them, and they actually have that quick, you know, cinch down thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I like that.
I like them too. Another great gift idea that I had was a if you're into GoPros, and a lot of people do them, they've got a really good chest harness mount for GoPros, so you can capture all the fishing action like you're right in front of the angler, and that's always good if you want to do hero videos and stuff like that.
Well, I said I was going crane hunting Friday with decoying them in, which I've never done. I'm thinking about strapping a GoPro to my gun.
Oh, that would be cool.
I think so. Well,
that would be really cool.
I think it would be kind of neat to have that view.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That would be a good view. I would like to see that footage.
You will. Because I guarantee if I get it, it's going somewhere.
Also, always a Swiss Army knife is always great to throw in your vest.
You've wanted one of those for a while. You going to get one this year? Is somebody going to get you one? I'm not. So,
Gene? No, Gene's out too. Actually, I did ask one of my family members. I put that on my Christmas list for the family.
I've never owned a Swiss Army knife, ever.
Really?
No.
I had one all the way through college, and it lasted through college, and then somewhere.
They're so big and bulky.
Yes, but you've got a knife, you've got a can opener, you've got a wire stripper, you've got scissors, you've got a corkscrew or a screwdriver or...
What do you need a corkscrew?
You never know when you might have to open a
bottle of
I was thinking Mad Dog 2020, but, you know.
It's college days, right?
Yeah.
Swiss Army knife, really?
Yeah. Always handy. I've actually taken apart a reel in a hotel room with a Swiss Army knife with all the screws and little itty-bitty screws and the bearings that are in there, and I actually took one apart and cleaned it because it had some grime in it. The drag wasn't working, and I adjusted the drag, and I took the whole reel apart without having to have a toolkit. I had a toolkit in the Swiss Army knife. So,
okay,
always handy to have in your pack or your, you know, even if you don't use it. I'm going to keep it in my fishing pack, so it's not going to be in my pocket, and the bulk is not going to be an issue at that point.
Gotcha. I asked for a multi-tool.
Again, very handy.
I had one for a long time and really liked it. And, you know, you get in some of those Leathermans and stuff, they get expensive.
Oh, they do. But they're basically a plier Swiss Army knife.
Right.
And I'm sure you could take apart a gun or change a choke out if you forget your choke key or... I've got a pair of wading boots that have, I've got an old pair of Chota wading boots, and they've got just screws that go in that make up the studs. They're actual screws that screw in.
Like golf spikes?
Exactly, like golf spikes. And to take them out, you need some sort of tool. And if you had a Leatherman or a Gerber or whatever brand you want to buy, or a Swiss Army knife, you could do that. And I've been one time where I was fishing with a guy, and he didn't want studded boots in his boat, and I didn't have anything to take off all the hard metal screws on the bottom, so I kind of ditched my wading boots while I was in the boat and had to put them on to get out of the boat, which was, had I had a tool to take them out, it would have been a lot better.
Makes sense.
So, always on my list.
A Yeti cooler.
A Yeti cooler. Still have not won one in, what, five years.
I guarantee you've invested enough in games that you could have bought one without any problem.
True, but the games do go for a good cause.
I understand.
That's how I'm running. A new gun would be appreciated for fishing. Something big enough to keep the bear away.
A new gun for fishing.
Yeah,
because... So what is that one that you're looking at?
I'm looking at the Smith & Wesson Model 69 Combat Magnum. It's a snub-nose 44 Magnum.
Okay.
2 3/4 inch barrel. I'm thinking,
wow.
That would be
that's boy. That's a little small, I'm thinking.
Yeah, the kick would be heck. But
you would know you fired something.
Well.
But, you know, one of the Smith, and I was looking at this the other night, it's, I almost put in layaway at Sportsman's, was that titanium Smith 44 Magnum.
I know which one you're talking
four
about.
Four-inch barrel.
Right.
That's about a nice size. Matter of fact, if somebody would buy my Model 29 44 Magnum, I would buy one.
Huh.
I would buy one.
Okay. So what's on your Christmas list this year besides guns, ammo, and...
You know, I'm very fortunate. I don't need a whole lot. I always think, and Richard Sims is a great guy. You and I both fished with him, various, never together, but separately, or with someone on his team. But a guide trip.
Always appreciate
I was talking to somebody the other day, and his son is 15, 14, 15, and loves to fish. And this guy said, you know, I don't know anything about fishing down here. He goes, I'm really not a big fisherman. My son fishes at his family's house in Michigan, where he grew up. And I said, and I gave him Richard's number, and I said, you know, Richard does a great job. And I said, but if Richard's not available, Simon, the teacher, what a great opportunity to get, you know, your youngster out there with somebody that's got a teacher's heart. Richard does an awesome job with kids too. But that's to me a great gift, because not only are they going to have fun, but they're going to learn something.
Exactly.
And so I think that's a cool thing.
I always appreciate guide trips. It's nice. And I mean, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm an outdoorsman. I know what I'm doing. It's great. But every time I've gone out with any guide, I've learned something, some tip or tactic that I could apply.
Ammo is always on my list.
Ammo. Okay.
Never can have enough ammo. And shoes. These shoes that we wear that we got at Sportsman's, the Merrells, I love them, and I want more.
You want more?
I want.
They come in different colors.
They
now.
Do come in different colors. So, yes.
I like, and you know what would go good with those shoes? Nice, good quality socks.
I bought some on Black Friday there. They had some specials, and I'm sure they still do. You were there yesterday, do they?
They do, okay. And that's what we bought yesterday were socks for my niece.
That's right, because she wanted to keep her feet dry.
And warm.
Exactly. And warm. There
yep.
you go. All right. We'll be right back. Tony Sanders Outdoors.
Well, every spring for 5 long years I've been chasing down the same long beard. It's get up early and I give him all I got. Got me an old box called a brand new choke. This spring it ain't no joke. I'm on.
If you're looking to target your product or service to the outdoor community, Tony Sanders Outdoors can help. Nearly one-third of the radios are tuned to Tony Sanders Outdoors on Saturday mornings from 5 to 7 a.m. Whether it's a recorded commercial, live reads, remote broadcast, or product endorsements, Tony and Rob can help. Give us a call at 423-280-3677 to discuss your advertising needs. Tony Sanders Outdoors, your outdoor advertising solution. 423-280-3677.
If you have listened to my show for a while, you know that I am sold on Sportsman's Warehouse. Over a lifetime of hunting and fishing, I have shopped in many stores all around the country, but have never found a group of team members that have the knowledge like the outfitters at Sportsman's Warehouse. No matter what your plans or needs, Sportsman's Warehouse and their knowledgeable outfitters can equip you for your next adventure. Sportsman's Warehouse, 153 and Lee Highway. Great indoors for those who love the great outdoors. Sportsman's Warehouse. Go see them today, Highway 153 and Lee Highway.
I'm Don King for your Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. Hunter education is required for anyone born on or after January 1st, 1969, before hunting in our state. Tennessee's program is recognized nationally as one of the best. Choose from online or traditional classroom instruction. Visit tnwildlife.org for classes in your area.
I've been telling you for years to go see my friend and insurance agent, Rodney Allen, for your insurance needs. Rodney has been handling my family insurance requirements for 15 years. He can also handle other aspects of your financial life as well. Do you need a mortgage, car loan, financial accounts, whatever you need? All this can be set up with Rodney with State Farm Insurance. Call Rodney at 423-847-3881 and schedule an appointment at his office or your home to discuss your financial and insurance requirements. That's State Farm agent Rodney Allen, 423-847-3881.
That's what they are, is targets.
I've seen, when we were cleaning out your mom's shed, and that there was a spider in the wheelbarrow, I thought you were going to blast holes in the thing.
Hate spiders.
I'll admit, this one was a good size one, but still.
Targets. Eight-legged targets. Moving targets.
Sounds good to me. Target practice.
Yeah, if I can hit it, I can stop anything.
Yep.
Hate spiders.
Uh-huh.
All right. So
maybe Santa will bring you some spider spray.
Yeah. Can you name one movie that I did not watch?
Arachnophobia?
Yes. Did not. Didn't want to see it.
Don't blame you.
All right. So we're going. You're still in school? You're still working?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought that's why you went teaching, so you have like 4 months off a year.
I did. I thought it was too, but apparently the state has different ideas.
Sorry.
Could be worse.
I'm off this week. I'm hunting this week. I'm going to hunt crane. I'm going to hunt deer. I'm going to hunt. Probably have to hunt Hunter at some point. But no.
Put a bell around his neck. You'll find him.
Yeah. I'm going to put a. Is it? Can you chip your kid? Is that legal?
I don't know.
So I can track him.
I just, I was thinking, like a cat collar with a little bell on it, you'd be able to find him.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
But I don't know, with his energy, the constant ringing might drive you nuts.
That's true, too. All right. Well, it has been a wonderful show. We didn't get to everything in show prep. Some updates on the Asian carp we talked about a little bit last week, but we can talk about that some more. But we had a good show. Thank you so much for being part of it. Thanks for listening. And, man, it's hard to believe the end of the year is almost here.
It is. It is really hard to believe.
You've only got about 4 weeks left of deer season, I think. Is that right? Today's the 16th.
Correct.
Yep. 4 weeks left. Wow.
Time has flown this year.
Get out in the woods. Go fill the freezers. Grocery shopping. Go grocery shopping.
Organic.
Healthy. That ought to make the tree huggers and hippies happy.
Yeah.
Organic.
It's all organic.
I mean organic. I'm gonna eat some organic crane. Tony Sanders Outdoors. See you next week.
You have been listening to a podcast of the award-winning Tony Sanders Outdoor Show. Please subscribe to our service to get updated shows weekly throughout the year. Like us on all the social medias to keep up with what's going on Tony Sanders Outdoors.